The number of coronavirus cases in the state keeps growing and is straining the state's resources. Governor Baker has joined the Red Cross in asking for blood donations, and hospitals are running short on beds to care for patients. For the latest this morning, we turn now to WBUR's Callum Borchers, who joins us on Morning Edition. Hi, Cal.
Hi there, Bob.
So the latest numbers to start with as we begin a new week, and where do public health experts think that we're headed?
Well, we have almost 5,000 people in Massachusetts now, Bob, who've tested positive for the coronavirus. Four more deaths were reported yesterday, which brings our total to 48. If there's any good news in there, it's that after a slow start, the state is now actually exceeding its goal to test 3,500 people a day. So at least we're getting a clearer picture of how big the problem is. And as for the future, Bob, we got a rather ominous prediction yesterday from Dr. Anthony Fauci. He's the director of the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He said he thinks the coronavirus could kill between 100,000 and 200,000 Americans. Now, keep in mind, we only know of about 2,500 deaths so far. So Fauci's basically predicting things are going to get a lot worse.
So after that prediction from Dr. Fauci yesterday, President Trump extended the federal guideline that people stay at home for another month.
Right. And that's significant because it avoids or at least delays a potential clash between the federal and state governments. The president had been saying that he was really eager to get the country back open, back to normal. He wanted packed churches on Easter, he said, in a couple of weeks. But then here's what he said at the White House last night.
We had an aspiration of Easter. But when you hear these kind of numbers and you hear the potential travesty, we don't want to do anything where, you know, we don't want to have a spike up.
So, Bob, he's now taking a more cautious approach that's more in line with what Massachusetts and other states have been saying.
So if we're all supposed to stay home for as much as possible for another month, through April 30th, we're talking about weeks more of social distancing, keeping 6 feet away from other people. Is that becoming the norm at this point? What are you seeing?
Yeah, it seems to be, Bob. I mean, I left my house for the first time in a week yesterday to go grocery shopping, and there was a line of people all about 6 feet apart out the door because the store would have had too many people inside if we all went in at the same time. And I have to say, even though it was raining, it was remarkable how good-natured and understanding everybody was. And we've heard Boston Mayor Marty Walsh really praise the vast majority of city residents for doing their part, doing stuff like that, taking the situation seriously. But he also says he remains concerned about some activities in city parks.
We are taking new measures to discourage anyone from engaging activities in our parks that will put themselves or others at risk. And quite honestly, you're putting other people at risk by doing this. This includes sports like soccer, street hockey, basketball, and tennis, and other sports that are going on.
And so those measures that he referred to, Bob, include tying up the basketball nets, putting new warning signs up in parks. And the mayor says if this doesn't work, then he's just going to shut the parks down altogether.
But we know the parks, Cal, can also be gathering places for people who are homeless. If the city's discouraging people from congregating in parks or anywhere else and asking them to stay home, what's being done for the homeless?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, this has been a concern for a while, and it got more real over the weekend because we had the first positive test by a homeless person. This was somebody at the Pine Street Inn. And so the city is adding about 240 repurposed beds for homeless people during the crisis. So most of these are in a Suffolk University dormitory. Students aren't using it, of course, because most classes are canceled for in-person meetings. And the rest are at a former hospital in Brighton, Bob.
And active hospitals are feeling stretched, as they have for a couple of weeks now. How's the medical community handling patients coming in as it also braces for what could be the big influx that Dr. Fauci was talking about?
Yeah, so we've had about 400 people already hospitalized in Massachusetts because of the coronavirus. And we've talked before, Bob, about hospitals postponing elective surgeries to make room for these extra patients. But now even more space is required in some cases. And so the Beaumont Rehabilitation and Skilled Nursing Center in Worcester is the first of what will be multiple nursing homes commandeered to take care of coronavirus patients. It's unclear how many nursing homes are going to be used. The Department of Public Health didn't respond to a WBUR inquiry over the weekend. The move may be understandable, but it's still difficult for a nursing home's regular residents, of course, who have to move out. Melinda Cox's mother has lived in Beaumont for about a year, receiving treatment for dementia. And Cox says she recognizes the need for beds, but still doesn't think people like her mother should have to give up theirs.
I think the state is saying we need to find hospital beds for patients. But I don't think it should ever be an option to use a nursing home.
And the hospitals, Bob, meanwhile, are still waiting for more personal protective equipment. They need more blood. Governor Baker appeared at a Red Cross facility in Dedham over the weekend to emphasize this demand. The Red Cross says it needs up to 600 donations a day just to keep up.
All right. WBUR's Callum Borchers, thanks a lot.
Good to be with you, Bob.